John chapter 3, verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Oh, friend, we are only saved by the precious blood of Jesus. A great word today from John chapter 3, verse 17. It is so good to see you. Welcome to Mark and Friends today here on this Thursday, May 27th, 2021. My name is Joey Kroll, and yeah, here we are, the final, handful of days here in the month of May. I think June begins on Tuesday. That's so hard to believe. It is flying by. Our daughter Hannah officially had her last day of school on Tuesday, and she passed, actually, one class. It was algebra that was just so hard for her this year, and she passed officially with an A in algebra. We are so happy for her, and so she's enjoying her summer vacation here the last couple of days. So she's been enjoying not having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So anyways, hey, it is a joy to hang out with you each and every Thursday. I get to sit behind this microphone here with you each and every week, and today is really no different. I woke up this morning. We have on our back deck, we have some planters that we have some vegetables in and so forth on our back deck. Well, woke up this morning to find that some raccoon or some type of a critter was digging in that stuff last night or early this morning. Dirt all over the place. And so after I get off the air here today, I'm going to do some research on how to prevent that. I mean, there goes all our hard work getting those planters together. But find out how to get rid of those critters and prevent that for sure from happening. But I do love this time of the year. It's springtime, summertime, and loving the warmer weather. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? When you and I, when we come to Christ, when we bow our knee to him and seek him for forgiveness and put our faith and trust in him, the cool thing is that sin debt that we had in our life, forgiven. Because when we come to Christ, we are truly forgiven. But sometimes, and I'm going to speak for myself here, sometimes false guilt and maybe false thoughts of condemnation come creeping, rearing its ugly head. And I know that for myself, but I know many of us kind of struggle with that from time to time. And so today we're going to be taking a look at a passage of scripture in the Old Testament of how when we are forgiven by Christ, friend, we are forgiven by Christ. So we're going to take a look at the book of Zechariah today for Mark and Friends as we talk about truly forgiven in Christ. Right after this for Mark and Friends.
Here.
Paris, God is in control. Well, friend, it was Tuesday, January 28th, 1986. The entire nation watched in stunned silence as the Space Shuttle Challenger abruptly exploded 73 seconds after its launch. You may remember that. And it was a terrible day for our nation. It was a terrible day for the friends and family of the seven members on board who lost their life, but it was also a horrific day for a gentleman by the name of Bob Ebeling. See, Bob was an engineer that helped supply the space shuttle's solid rocket boosters. And years after the disaster, it was learned that the Challenger was doomed by a failed rubber seal called the O-ring. And Bob was fully aware of the ring's potential failure and tried to get NASA to take him seriously to wait for warmer weather. Instead, he was overruled. And in fact, I was reading an article that came out last year that how he still feels responsible for the deaths of those on board 3 decades later. And in that interview, he said, "I wish I could have done more." And he went on to say that he would never be able to put away his feelings of sorrow and guilt. Wow. For 3 decades carrying that. You know, friend, the fact is many people are chased by guilt, and guilt is eating them alive. They don't know what to do with it. And many Christians come to church Sunday after Sunday, sing hymns, give money, attend classes, underline their Bibles, but do not have the freedom they ought to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, there's a saying, "He is not free who drags his chains with him." And guilt can leave us feeling depressed, paralyzed, chained in regret, shackled in remorse, cuffed in shame, and enslaved with anguish. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to Zechariah chapter 3, the Old Testament book, Zechariah chapter 3. I know not many people tend to go to the book of Zechariah. It's not like a Matthew or Romans or anything, but it's still inspired by the Word of God. And Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?' Now Joshua was standing before the angel clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Remove the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord was standing by." Guilt. Guilt. You know, Zechariah here has a vision. It's a heavenly courtroom. And the high priest Joshua is standing before the angel of the Lord, and then there's Satan resisting him. Verse 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him." And Joshua, even though he's a religious man, is laden with guilt. God Almighty, the justice, sitting upon the bench, and Satan is the prosecuting attorney pointing out Joshua's sin. And in fact, he seems to have a good case against Joshua because he's wearing dirty clothes. It says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel of the Lord clothed with filthy garments." Wearing filthy clothes. I want us to understand that his clothes are really filthy. That is, his sin is real. And like every one of us here today listening, our sin is real too. Our garments are filthy and we need to be cleaned up. And this picture, this passage represents us because we too stand guilty before Almighty God apart from Jesus Christ. And like Joshua, we have an adversary too. His name is Satan and he is real. And he works to accuse us, to point out our sins, point out our failures. He wants us to be eaten up with guilt and to condemn us before the face of God. See, while Satan is the prosecuting attorney, friend, Jesus is our defense attorney. 1 John 2:1 says, "My little children, I am writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Zechariah 3:3, it says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Remove the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments." We see here where Joshua's filthy robes are replaced with clean ones. Isn't that a beautiful passage? And not only that, he does something else too. He rebukes Satan. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2 says, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan.'" The Lord rebuked Satan. In other words, sit down, shut up, right? See, not only does Jesus rebuke the accuser, but he takes away our sin and cleanses us. Not only does he defend us, but he restores us. He restores us. And when we confess our sin, guess what the Bible says? That when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Isn't that a great passage? But here's the problem. While we are forgiven children of God, Satan still accuses us of past sins that have already been forgiven. Satan brings up our past. Satan brings up the things we used to do. Satan brings up our past sins. Satan brings up our old lifestyle. Satan is constantly accusing you. Constantly he is accusing you before God, and he is accusing you to your face. And he is pointing the finger of accusation to your face. He wants you and I to be chained to guilt, chained to shame, chained to our sin. I'll tell you what, there are times before I get up and I teach or I preach at church that before I'm getting up, there's a thought that passes my mind of who I used to be, just to discourage me, just to leave me frozen where I am. That's called false guilt. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there's an encouraging passage today for the children of God, for those who are saved and redeemed by Jesus. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Satan says, "Look at your sin," but God says, "No, you look at my son." Little boy was visiting his grandparents and was given his first slingshot, and he practiced in the woods. He practiced but could never hit his target. So he came back to grandma's backyard and he saw her pet duck. And being a little boy, he had a brilliant idea. So he took aim at that pet duck and he let it fly and he hit it right on, and the duck died. And the boy panicked, so he did what any of us would do. We try to hide the dead duck somewhere, and he hid it under actually a wood pile. And only to look up and see his sister watching, Sally. Sally seen it all, but she said nothing. And after lunch, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash some dishes." But Sally said, "Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen today. Didn't you, Johnny?" Oh, those sisters, I'll tell you. And she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." So Johnny did the dishes. And later, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help me make supper." And Sally smiled and said, "That's all taken care of. Johnny told me he wants to do it." And she whispered, "Remember the duck." See, Fred, I don't know what your past sin is. I don't know what that one sin that the enemy keeps throwing in your face, but I want you to know today that you were forgiven at the exact second. At the exact second you confessed it. God says, "As far as the east is from the west, I will remember your sin no more. They are buried into the sea of forgetfulness." Friend, don't remember the duck, remember the forgiveness today.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. remember. Redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you.
Friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to it. If you're part of the WLUJ family at WLUJ.org, click Mark and Friends, or at GreatNewsRadio.org, click on Audio Archives. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.